What if I can tell you the exact topic that you need to make your next video on and it will get views? How many of you are going to want to know this information? How many of you are going to want to make this video and get those glorious views and get those glorious subscribers? I'm willing to bet pretty much everyone. So if you're interested in that, well, today's episode is a specialty for you. Let's do this.
Welcome to Tube Talk, the show dedicated to helping you become a better video creator so you can get more views, subscribers, and build your audience. Brought to you by vidIQ. Download for free at vidIQ.com.
And welcome to another episode of Tube Talk. My name is Liron Segev. I'm your host. I'm a tech blogger, a YouTuber, and the director of customer success here at vidIQ, where every day we help creators big and small level up their channels, get more subscribers, more views in less time. So today's topic is all about tentpole events. What are they? How can you use those to your advantage? How do you know that you're going to get views on those videos? We're going to unpack all of this, but I am not doing this by myself. Today I am joined by two gentlemen from the vidIQ crew. And today we have Mr. Dan, who is a gaming master and YouTube expert all around. Hello, Mr. Dan.
Hello.
Okay, that was a great intro, Dan. Hello. Okay, awesome. And then we also have Alexi, who is actually a long-time listener, first-time caller. He's out here on the stream with us. He is our coaching and channel auditor who loves to analyze data. You have no idea. Alexi, welcome to the stream.
Hi, guys.
Okay, we have to work on your intro, everybody. Seriously, hello is just not a good intro. Okay, Dan, let me start with you. We keep hearing that YouTube is a search engine, and we keep hearing that if you know how to work that search engine, you're going to get more eyeballs, more attention on your videos than those who are just randomly throwing stuff out there. What say you about YouTube being a search engine?
Yeah, we've heard for a long time that YouTube is used second to Google. And I don't exactly know the metrics on all that, but I do know from my own experience that, yeah, I use YouTube quite a bit. And it really depends on if I'm trying to ask a question and I need a visual example, or if I just need to know something real quick, like what's somebody's birthday or something like that. And that kind of dictates my decision. So yeah, YouTube as a search engine is that when I'm looking for just something real quick that, you know, everything I just said. I lost my train of thought there for a minute.
No, that's the idea. I mean, the idea is that YouTube being the world's second largest search engine, the fact that it's owned by Google, which is the world's number one search engine, you got to know that the two are working together. So, Alexi, have you seen any examples where people do a search on YouTube and then, or on Google, and it just pulls out metadata and pulls out videos from YouTube?
Yeah, absolutely. Not just videos, but you can search for something and you can see exactly the moment when this specific video is talking about this specific point. That's how smart Google is, because they are transcribing your videos. So, yes.
We have something that in the industry, we call it a tentpole event. So, Dan, what is a tentpole event? Let's define that.
That would be something you could rely on year after year. It could be anything that is, I think mostly holidays is what we kind of think about. So if you were to look at a graph, the word tentpole is kind of coming from this. If you were to look at a graph, it would look like a flat line, and then there's a spike and then nothing, and then spike and then nothing every year after year, or time period after time period. So it's super important, and it's awesome because it always ends up driving a bunch of search inevitably.
Yeah, completely. So a tentpole is something that you know is going to hit year after year after year. And it has done since Google Analytics has started, or since they've made those available to us back in the old Classic and on Google Trends. It's something that every single year it's going to hit. So like examples of those could be upcoming holidays, so, or vacations, or well-known country-specific topics that people are going to be hitting. The obvious ones are things like Christmas, New Year, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving, Black Friday. Those are events that you know ahead of time that people are going to search for them, that they are going to pop, because every single year since, I don't know, 2005, I think it was. So now that we know that, Alexi, how does one as a creator, knowing that a certain event is going to hit, okay, that's interesting, What do we do about it?
Prepare videos, right? And probably a couple of months in advance. We know for a fact that big brands, well, we know it for a fact because we worked with them. They prepare videos in like 2 months in advance, for example, because they know that in 2 months, something is big coming up, something big is coming up. And it doesn't have to be necessarily something like Father's Day or Black Friday. It can be like a big sports event, right? I mean, soccer or football World Cup happens every 4 years. Like that's a tentpole event just as well, just as much as Christmas, right? So, or just racing, like NASCAR racing or Formula One, right? All of those events are also tentpole events, especially the big races. And what those brands do, they prepare a ton of material and then they trickle down some of those videos in the upcoming weeks before the event. And then, of course, they make a big blast, a big splash during the event. So it can happen sometimes that a brand, and again, I'm saying brand, but you can be a normal person, like literally just a normal small YouTube creator, and you can blast a bunch of videos on the release day, right? Whether it's, let's say you're reviewing a big product like iPhone 12 is coming out. You can release 5 videos on the same day covering different features, et cetera, and then even after the release, a couple of days after, you can still release new videos like with new opinions. Hey, I've tried this thing for a couple of days. Here's my final opinion. And 2 days later, here's my second final opinion. Like there is, there are limitless ways to leverage this, right? But yeah, this is kind of like the basic strategy.
Okay, so I like it. So the idea is that when we say tentpole events, let's not think of them as only those kind of calendar events that we know that are going to be year after year after year. We also got to look at your own niche, your own industry. What's going on? So I'm in the tech world. So as Alexi says, the iPhone came out. You know, there's a date. It's coming out at a certain date. You could make a video now saying, what do I think? What am I expecting to see from the new iPhone 12 as an example? So you can already start to prepare your content of library. You can prepare your videos ahead of time. Say, I know this event is here. I'm going to release a video a week before saying what I expect. I'll then release a video on the launch day saying, hey, were my expectations met? I could then release a video afterwards saying, I've got my hands on a review unit. I've now used it. Here is what I think of it. And then another one, which typically a lot of tech will do this, why I love the iPhone, or why I hate the iPhone, why I'm returning the iPhone. So you see how one event has actually got a spin-off of lots and lots of content that rolls around it. But because you know that event is coming up, it gives you lots and lots of time to prepare so that you start thinking ahead of time. Dan, let's swing it around to the gaming world. Give us some gaming world examples that we should be looking at if we're in that gaming niche.
Gaming, I mean, it obviously depends on the game you're playing. For example, I'll just use Minecraft as an example. That's kind of the space I'm in. You can count on them having an event every year around Minecraft. But started with a thing called Minecon, which was a physical event you would attend. And from there, before the pandemic, they actually became like an online gathering. So year after year, this is something they do. And that coincides with a lot of updates, a lot of news. So I actually tried to cover that when they did, you know, a big event around it. And then outside of just the tentpole things you can depend on, when the game is going to have an update, usually you know that ahead of time, and you can cover that update as well.
So I guess what everybody's kind of saying in our own way is that it's about being prepared. A lot of YouTubers that we've seen that are really struggling to get those views tend to be very reactionary. Something has happened already, and now you're trying to ride the tail end of it. And I'm not using it just because Dan's got a cat going across his desk. Okay, just for the record, it is a cat. So people are using the tail end of an event to try leverage those views. But by then, it almost is a little bit late. It's a little bit stale. Everybody has already spoken about something. So the big question to everyone listening and everyone hanging out here in the chat is, well, what's coming up? What do you know today that is actually going to happen in your country? And it doesn't necessarily just have to be a Thanksgiving, which is a US thing, so you have to jump on a US trend. What's happening in your country? Alexi mentioned football. Yeah, the, you know, in the UK, Europe, football is much bigger than it is in soccer. I mean, football, you know what I mean? So it's all of those little things that are country specific. Those are the ones that are really, really going to give you that being ahead of that game. Understanding today what is going to be a 10-pole event, the question to you is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to wait and then react it and say, oh, I should have, would have, could have? Or could you look back at last year? What did people do last year around this event? Could that spark some ideas? Guys, Alexi and Dan, any tips that you can give, or maybe something that you've used yourselves, of how to find those leverage and leverage those 10-pole events? How can you get ideas for those?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I know we have a bunch of gamers in the chat, Call of Duty, Fortnite. Even for those games, like every time a new season starts in Fortnite, that's a 10-pole event, right? Every time Call of Duty drops a new patch, this could be spun as a 10-pole event if you want to, right? So that's the thing. Now, how do you prepare, or how do you take advantage? Basically, look into your community, right? What are people speculating about? Literally, there was an announcement quite recently, like a month ago, in the Smash Brothers, not the Smash Brothers, but Smash Bros. Video game, the Nintendo one. Basically, they announced a new character, Minecraft Steve. And I know for a fact that there is a creator who is part of our coaching program. He basically did a lot of videos speculating about the next character in this video game, and he happened to predict the character before the event happened. So guess what? When the event actually happened and everyone started talking, wow, Minecraft Steve gonna appear in Smash Bros., his video was already up there like a couple of days ago, right? Because he was anticipating this announcement, and he followed the community. He knew what people were thinking, who could be in the game next, et cetera, et cetera. So just an easy win. And for him, like, this video literally was getting like 10,000 views per hour at some point. Like, that's how crazy it can get in terms of velocity as well.
Can I jump on that real quick too?
Absolutely.
That speaks to something we give advice about quite a bit too. And that is like having a niche, right? And being committed to it. And especially in gaming, a lot of new channels are like, well, I want to play lots of games. But the reason that person that you just described had success is because they are fully focused on their niche, not just making videos on it, but understanding all the news around it, understanding the community. And that is where a lot of success derives from. So you can follow trends and everything else, but if you're trying to focus on 10 different games and 10 different potential trends, you're not going to have that kind of success that person had, because you're not giving it your full attention.
Again, it's all about the viewer. If you understand who your viewer is, then you know where they hang out. Are they on Reddit? Are they on TikTok? Are they on Instagram? Are they on LinkedIn? Are they on Twitter? Where do they hang out? And you should be hanging out there, because all you're doing at that stage, you're listening and you're watching what's going on. And if people are currently upset or happy about a specific topic, that's a great indicator for you to actually put your thoughts on video. Because a lot of people don't have a YouTube channel. They're very happy to go on social media, make a quick TikTok or make a quick Instagram and say, look, I'm really upset that Apple didn't include blah, blah, blah. Or I'm really excited to have a new character in this game. What do you guys think? And there's a conversation that goes on there. Go and watch that conversation. Could you take that information and now create an entire content around it? One of the big things that I think a lot of people are scared of is, what happens if I'm wrong? What happens if it's not Steve, but George? Or maybe they didn't bring a new character, but they created a new background or a new map. How does that impact my audience, and will they trust me again? What do you guys say about, if you're trying to come up with a topic and perhaps you're not 100% sure, should you rather not do it? Or is it still okay to be a little bit unsure and say, hey, I'm not so sure this is going to work, but this is what I think.
Honesty is the best policy, I would say. I mean, if you don't know, say, maybe you can make the title, you know, hey, could Minecraft Steve be in the new Smash Bros. Update? And you sitting there in the thumbnail, I don't know. But when you're in the video, you're like, look, now I don't work for Nintendo, but I think Minecraft Steve could be in the next, you know, and it's all about honesty.
I think another thing is also, you're not telling people to put money on it, right? It's not like a prediction. So, I mean, everyone is free to speculate, and there's nothing wrong with that. You're not, as long as you're not selling yourself or your channel as some kind of a, you know, you have a crystal ball here in front of you, like everything is pretty much up for grabs in terms of topics, in my opinion.
Well, one of the things that we'll see a lot in the technology world is people they like to report on leaks. And, you know, we have more leaks than ever before. People are showing renders of a new phone or a new device and what kind of features it's got. Those channels are doing ridiculously well, even when they don't get it right. And that's perfectly okay because people are hungry for that information. And again, bringing it back to our topic, it revolves around a specific event. Something is happening. What am I going to do leading up to that event? What am I going to do post the event? So right now, brands use something called a social media calendar. So they take out the 12 months and they immediately start highlighting every single month the day where there is something that's social media worthy. And it could be National Donuts Day. It could be National Adopt a Cat Day. It could be the Black Fridays. It could be the Halloweens of the world. But they map everything out. And then they ask themselves, well, can our brand do anything around those? And I say the same thing should happen with YouTubers. You know that in Valentine's Day is in February 14th. Just heads up, everyone knows that. February 14th, Valentine's Day. I know that today. So when I'm looking at 2021, I should already be planning content around Valentine's Day. And then make it according to your niche. As Dan says, the more niche you are, the easier it is to create your content. I'm in the technology game. Well, maybe I'm going to look at 5 gadgets to buy your other half on Valentine's Day. I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet. But I should be. That's the idea. You need to know that that's going to happen. Well, if it's going to happen, you have a choice. Do you let it pass you by or do you get proactive and actually start making content? So, guys, it's all about not just on YouTube, because YouTube works as a search engine. YouTube is going to surface things that people are actively looking for. What about looking at hashtags on Twitter or looking at what's trending on other platforms? Any tips around using those to build up more content?
I did speak with a creator recently, not just myself, but a bunch of us from the coaching team. And this person basically swears on social media, especially TikTok, Instagram, you know, these types of platforms. Because yes, this is sometimes basically the breeding ground for trending topics. If you can take those trending topics on those platforms to YouTube and be one of the first people to do that, that's going to be huge for a channel. So absolutely.
Dan, you look like you were going to jump in there.
I was just, you know, me, I'm always thinking about it from the gaming side. And as somebody who gets most of my gaming news from YouTube, I struggle a little bit to imagine how I would personally do it. But then again, I'm also staying in tune with what's going on. Like, so if I'm following Minecraft, I'm already on their website. I'm already on places where they're giving me that news. But no, you guys are absolutely right, because plenty of niches out there could benefit from just being aware, not just on Twitter, but every social media platform. Let's say you're somebody who is an outdoor channel. You'd want to be following all the major players in that space, including the retailers and other people like that. And if there's a new gizmo or something that's helping people navigate their hikes in the mountains, then now you have a reason to talk about that, because people, maybe it just dropped. Maybe it was announced by some company and everyone's talking about it on social media. Now you're the first person to have a YouTube video because you're paying very close attention.
Okay. Another pro ninja tip that I like to do is go find the brands that are active in that community and then go to their website. You're going to look for something called media or press. Go look at that. Then there's usually an opportunity for you to enter your email address and they will send you news, press articles, press releases about their product. The reason I like to do this, as much as we all hate spam, it's amazing to see how much information the company gives you announcing things that are going to come up. Now, remember, if you're not going to be like everybody else and wait for it to be announced publicly first, you're going to get that news briefing. It gives you a little bit of a heads up to say, wow, can I create content around that? So get those news briefings ahead of time. A lot of times they even will have a media briefing So it's under embargo. You sign a letter to say you're not going to release anything. They invite you to a hangout or a Zoom meeting with 50 other people where they talk about their upcoming products. Because remember, a brand's mission is to get that exposure. Your mission is to create amazing content, add value to your community, get those views, get those subscribers. So if you can be in those Zoom call out or the hangouts and really understand what the company is doing, it just gives you that extra leg up. So a little pro tip here, go and sign up for those newsletters. Most of it is going to be unusable unless you have a website or a blog where you can publish the stuff, but you will find those golden nuggets saying, wait, hold on, nobody's talking about this. Let me go see if my community even knows about it or they even care about it. And if they do, go ahead and make it. So company events are a big launch platform. Games, announcing a new seasons, new characters, upcoming version of whatever. That's a good one. What about movies? Dan, are you a fan of the movies? If something's coming out, should we be looking at that? Is that a tentpole event?
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is given the time period we're in and movies, you know, about to hit theaters and then suddenly pulled from release and all these things. If you're a channel that covers movie releases right now, you probably have a lot of work cut out for you because you're keeping up with just those news updates alone. That's just a little bit of an aside. But if there's a movie coming out, I think a lot of channels, and I think we as creators might underestimate just how much of an impact we could have here, but I think a lot of channels could jump on a trend of a big blockbuster movie. So if there's an Avengers movie coming out, for example, but you're a cooking channel, you're probably not even paying much attention. However, what if you baked an Iron Man cake? You know what I mean? There's ways of subtle ways to stay within your topic, but also follow these trends. I use The Mandalorian as an example because I've seen so many channels try and like jump on that because now it's back, it's trending. I built Baby Yoda in Minecraft. I made Baby Yoda cupcakes. Like you can use movies and pop culture to make content around them and then try and get discovered just through people looking for all sorts of media, building up on the release, of this new film or TV show or what have you.
Okay, so taking what's trending or what's coming up, that tentpole event, and then essentially creating it content that is to do with your niche. Alexi, you speaking to clients, you going through channels, are you seeing clients actually doing that?
Yeah, quite a bit actually. They are successful doing that as well. Again, it's not rocket science. If you know that a big gadget is coming out in your niche, and you just keep pumping out content on this specific topic for like 3 months, it's going to pick up. I think that those people who say that, well, I tried it, it didn't work for me, or like trance, I don't know, it doesn't work for my niche. Typically, this is the case when you're just too late to jump on that train, right? So if we speak about the tentpole and have this graph going up, people who say it didn't work for me typically try to get in at the top of the graph. But the people who are succeeding, they're getting in at the bottom, right? And then cruising to the top. So I guess that's probably the biggest difference between people who are succeeding and the people. Again, I'm not talking only to successful people. Everyone needs help, right? But yeah, those who succeed start here and then go to the top. Those who say, oh man, I tried trance, doesn't work. Typically, they enter either here or already at the end when it's kind of dwindling down.
Yeah, on its way out, and it's no longer exciting, and people have seen basically everything. I suppose Rob will be very proud of us for at this stage mentioning actually the vidIQ tool for a change, where we actually got something called the trend alerts. I love this tool. When you go into the tool, you say, okay, I'm interested in these keywords. Whenever someone speaks about these keywords and they get more than X number of views per hour, let me know. Now, when I get those emails coming in, I'm keeping an eye. Is something that used to get 100 views per hour is now getting 500 views per hour, 1,000 views per hour? Well, guess what? It's at that beginning of that climb. Something is going on. Let me investigate that further. The people who don't do that, it's available on the tools, including the free tool. People who don't do that typically go, oh, have you heard about this viral video that's doing really well? They now want to make a video about that, but everybody's already made a video about that. So use the tool, use the facilities, use Google Alerts, where you can go into Google, put in the keywords that you're interested in, and whenever those pop up, Google will let you know. Use Google Trends. Understand what's going on in your industry so that you can keep an eye on what's coming out. So again, a quick Google search will find you a social media calendar. That is absolutely step number one. And every single person listening to this should be going out right now and finding a social media calendar and getting it downloaded and printed. And then you start asking yourself, okay, January, what's going on in January? February, what's going on in February? Oh, Valentine's Day. Right. How can I make this about me? Valentine's Day on a cooking channel, I'm going to make cupcakes. Dan put cupcakes into our heads. It's Dan's fault. So we're going to make Valentine's Day cookies. Or if you're in the travel vlogs, most romantic places to go for Valentine's Day. Gadget, as I said, gadgets to buy for Valentine's Day. You're always going to find something to make that topic about you and about you and your channel. And then you carry on doing the same thing for each month of the year. The most important thing is to remember, don't just look at the US or don't just look at, you know, Europe. Look at your own country. What's going on there? Because topics that the rest of the world is going to miss is something that's really going to hit in your country. I'm going to use South Africa as an example. We've got something called National Braai Day, which is like National Barbecue Day. Nobody in the world has it, as far as I know. So if I'm in South Africa and all I'm doing is focusing on the US, well, then I'm going to be missing an entire opportunity that's localized to me and an entire country that's going to be searching for it. I'll miss that because I didn't include that into my calendar. So I always like to get a social media calendar and then overlay that with my local calendar of what's going on in my country, my region, what's exciting for my audience, and then try kind of marry the two of these up. Guys, any other pro tips? Should we be hanging out on Reddit and finding out what's trending there? And should we be using Quora and a lot of those kind of forums to try maybe find out who's talking about what?
Yeah, Alexa kind of mentioned that too. It's, you know, if you can be in the communities for the trends that you follow, they're going to be hyped about stuff. They're going to be talking about stuff. You know, he mentioned in the context of gaming. And yeah, absolutely. There's another thing that you said too that I didn't want to get too far away from. Or you didn't quite say it, but you reminded me of something. The thing about Halloween, for example, is that you could jump on that and you could be too late, even if you're way early. Because if you think about it, when October starts, people are already kind of thinking about Halloween. So also a pro tip would be thinking about trends in the context of seasons. Some trends like Valentine's Day, I wouldn't say lasts all of February. I think there's a couple days that people are hyped about Valentine's Day. But when we get into fall, pumpkin spice lattes, spooky season, all this stuff, people are on it for an entire month. So you could actually be thinking prior to October about your Halloween content, for example.
Okay, so there is time relevancy in all of these. Some of them are going to be just on the day, for the day. Some of them are going to be an entire month. Okay, that's a great point. Alexi, you sounded like you were going to jump in here as well.
Yeah, I think since you mentioned that we have some tools here. Another tool that we have, VidIQ has, is a competitors tool. And I think that if you don't want to be on Reddit all the time or on social media all the time, you can just, you know, add a bunch of people to your competitors, people from your niche on YouTube, people who are slightly bigger than you or much bigger than you, and just follow those channels, right? Not just by subscribing to them, but by actually tracking how many views per hour the videos are getting. And once you start learning what's like the baseline for those channels, once you see, wow, so this channel typically gets 300 views per hour. Today, this video from this channel is getting 1,000 views per hour. I better investigate this. And I literally, by following this one simple thing, right, it doesn't have to be ultra complicated or rocket science-y. Like by literally tracking my competitors, I've stumbled upon niches where I found channels where an abandoned channel that hasn't uploaded a video in 4 years has generated a million of views on a video because it was on a trending topic, right? So you don't have to even have an active channel to profit from a trend. Like that's how crazy sometimes it can get, right? So competitors tool is another thing you can leverage. And then of course we have most viewed. Most viewed is another tool from the VidIQ. Again, I'm talking here about the tools because this is what I deal with on a daily basis, you know, as a coach and channel auditor. But most viewed, another quick way just to see like what's hot in my niche for any keyword. Right, just type in anything, Fortnite, Minecraft, grilling, barbecue, whatever, right? You will see is this a niche that is thriving right now or is this something that is kind of dormant, right? basically means that nothing is trending right now. So this tool doesn't lie to you. It tells you how things are. Just, you know, just one click away from you from discovering a bunch of trends in your niche or not.
or not is also important. Because, again, I think that's also an important point. You could think that, wow, I'm super excited to make this video and it's going to do ridiculously well. Everybody wants to know about this. And then it doesn't. Well, how much research have you put into play, right? If you've done the time in the trenches, you've done your research, and then you really understand that nobody really cares about a particular element, but they're super excited about something else. If you spend that time before you pick up that camera, before you write your script, before you actually go out and make that video, you're going to have a far better opportunity to make a much better quality video that the audience is going to love. I was watching a VidSummit presentation happening today, and Mr. Beast came out with a great little line, which kind of made me think that we all think about the AI as the algorithm, right? And the algorithm and the algorithm. The AI and the algorithm isn't an algorithm. Think of the AI as your audience. YouTube is going to give you an audience that wants to watch your stuff, but it's up to you to make sure that they actually stay and watch your stuff. So if you can take that thinking and take all the events that are coming up and start thinking, how do I craft a message that my audience is going to want to watch, even if it's in February or even if it's about pumpkin spice latte, how can I make that for my audience today? Not release it, obviously, today, but get it ready so that I know I've got 2, 3, 4 videos about that topic. Well, then the audience is going to love that as long as you're delivering. So that is the way that we kind of think of tentpole events. We think of them as an opportunity that YouTube has told you, make these videos around a specific topic. Well, that is almost a guarantee that you're going to rank much higher in that search, because people will be searching for it. It is going to resonate. It is going to pop. You just have to take the first step of actually getting in on those trends. And again, if you do have a bigger channel, if you have been doing this for a while, go look at your own data. What did last year's data tell you when you made a Halloween video or when you made a national barbecue video? Someone in the chat was saying that America's is 4th of July is barbecue day and Saturdays and Mondays and every other day. So if you made videos around that topic a year ago, how do they do? What can you learn from your own analytics that's going to give you that leg up, that head start when you're going to go and make your videos? So those were my kind of final ideas before we jump into the chat about tentpole events. Dan, whilst you're very, very busy and you got your hands full over there, final thoughts about tentpole events?
I think a lot of creators at a certain level pay attention to these, but I think it's a shame how many new creators don't really pay much attention. I don't think it's their fault. I think there's a lot to juggle as a new creator. You've got a lot on your mind. You're trying to just make good quality videos, and you're still learning how YouTube works and functions. But the sooner you can get on covering trending topics that relate to your topic on your channel, I think the sooner you could see some pretty strong growth spurts. You're going to try things. Sometimes it's not going to work. Maybe that's on you, or maybe you just kind of got there a little bit too late and everyone's already covering it. But don't be discouraged. Like, keep trying things. Jump on any holiday trends you can, and stick to also news and trending topics within your space. Every channel covers something. If you're a mechanic, is there a new product you can cover? If you're a fishing channel, is there a new line of fish bait or something? There's all kinds of stuff. You would just be surprised at how much newsworthy topics you can cover without even being a news channel per se. There's a lot out there, and I think everybody can benefit from covering a trending topic.
Yep, essentially make it your own and how it appeals to your audience. Alexi, final words on tentpole events and doing some search.
Final words, I guess, not to overthink it, right? It's like the success formula is relatively simple. Just get in early, make content on it consistently, and see what happens. Like, throw a bunch of things at the wall, see what sticks, right? If this particular trend didn't work for you, doesn't mean that the formula doesn't work. Right, there are multiple components, multiple factors to succeed on YouTube. Maybe the video itself wasn't engaging enough for the algorithm or for YouTube to promote it, right? So just keep trying. I've seen plenty of examples how people have succeeded using trending topics. And again, don't forget, anything can be a trend. PewDiePie can be a trend. Mr. Beast can be a trend. Like, this is how other people are launching careers from zero. They are targeting famous names because those names are trending, and they are making content around those names, like PewDiePie's Minecraft map or something like that. And it's blowing up, right? So anything can be a trend. Just keep trying.
Keep trying and see what works, and then just make more of it, essentially. That's the formula to success. People want to see your content. Give that to them. Keep experimenting and, you know, get better and better as you do. The most important thing is deliver value to your audience, because when you do that, regardless of what the 10 poll event is, that's always the formula to success, giving value to an audience that wants to keep coming back again and again and again. So hope that was useful to you, and now you have some idea of what you can do to prepare and get ahead of those trends. See your next 10 poll event and what kind of content you can make today. Thank you for hanging out with us on another episode of Cheap Talk. Don't forget to share this episode with at least one other creator. Let's help each other out, because we all one happy creator family. Hit that subscribe button in your favorite podcast application, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Cheap Talk. Thanks for hanging out.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Tube Talk, brought to you by VidIQ. Head over to vidIQ.com/tubetalk for today's show notes and previous episodes. Enjoy the rest of your video making day.